This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by Gene Openshaw. And Gene is a scholar in European art and travel in Italy, and he's written a book called Michelangelo at Midlife, Chasing the Tomb of Julius II. Gene, when I go to Rome and I want to get a look at Michelangelo, the most obvious place to see a portrait of him is in Raphael's great School of Athens painting.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And it's so odd because this is a commotion of creative geniuses. And then sitting in the middle of it in the front, almost ignoring everybody, isolated like a kid who always eats lunch alone, is Michelangelo.
Yes.
Was that intentional by Raphael? It just seems like it must have been.
It seemed to capture the Michelangelo that everybody knew. It's an interesting story behind that. When Raphael painted the School of Athens with all these great, great people from his own generation painted in there, Leonardo da Vinci and Bramante and so on, and Raphael actually completed the School of Athens.
Yeah.
And he was painting it just at the time that Michelangelo was doing the Sistine Chapel, the Sistine Ceiling. When Raphael saw the Sistine Ceiling, he went, my goodness, I got to put this genius into my painting. He went in, after it was all done, scraped off a part right in the middle, mm-hmm. and put Michelangelo in, front and center. Like you say, sitting all by himself in the middle there.